I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 531, Letting Go of Expected Answers. We have all had times when we fully 100% expected life to play out a certain way, only to be ambushed, shocked, stunned when it didn't happen that way, and we can't figure out why. We were just sure that X would happen, and instead, it wasn't X, it wasn't even Y, it was L. See what I mean? People can shock us, blindside us, when they don't do what we're convinced they will. But what if that someone is God? This podcast is called The Two Greatest, after the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others. Sometimes we find it hard to love God if we're not sure He's going to answer the way we think He should. If you've been a believer long enough, you've prayed hard, only to find that sometimes your prayers are not answered as you just knew they would be. Maybe it's time that we let go of expected answers. Give me about five minutes to slow down. Let's talk about that. Let's hear a portion of Scripture. Let's ask a great question. Let's pray together and close with a challenge. Scripture tells us this. God said, "My ways are not your ways, and my thoughts are not your thoughts." And we understand that. But we also know some things about the God we worship. We know that He is good, loving, patient, and faithful. He didn't just say it. It was show and tell time in Jesus, God in human form. So when we pray and we don't get the answer we think a loving, faithful God will give, well, it can sometimes stun us. I think it's important that we remember some things. First, not everything that happens is God's will. So, sin, by definition, is against the will of God, and sin happens. So, we can't blame everything that happens on God. We have free will, too. And even though God's eternal plan cannot be thwarted, we humans can and do mess things up a bit along the way. In this broken world, bad things do happen to good people, and we're not going to be able to make sense of it on this side of eternity. Just ask a guy named Job. Second, we don't have the big picture. We see right now, but God sees it all. Your life, your friends and family, their lives, the world, what's here and what's coming, well, He sees it all, the big picture. And third, there are times when we look back and we can say, thank God for unanswered prayer. Because if God had given us what we just thought we knew we had to have at the time, it might have turned out disastrously different. We don't know what the journey holds, but we know where the journey ends, and it's good. We don't know what heartache and pain we will have to endure on the path, but we know the one who will one day wipe away every tear and put an end to the pain. We don't know who will be against us in the adventure of life, but we sure know who was for us and with us and whose love will never be withdrawn from us. There are times when we expect God to do this and answer that and open this door and close that one. Sometimes it happens. But when it doesn't, can you let go of expected answers and just trust Him in the unexpected unknown? Here's the great question. What are you expecting from God, and what will you do if He doesn't give it? Let's pray this prayer. Adapted from Christine Brown. Dear Heavenly Father, I confess there have been times when I thought I knew best. I trusted my own wants and desires over Your will. I have been guilty of taking my problems to You in prayer, but expecting You to answer in a certain way at a specific time. And when You didn't answer according to my expectations, I became discouraged. Forgive me, Lord, for not trusting You in all things. And as I prepare to hear from You, I will let go of my expectations and allow You to work according to Your will and Your ways. Your word says in Proverbs 16:9, we can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. I want Your will to be done, not mine. Let my will align with Yours, Lord. I know I won't be able to hear from You if I'm focused on my own desires and my outcome in my timing. I release my expectations, and I thank You for speaking into my life. In Your way, at Your time, and for Your purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 531. And in the meantime, Unmet expectations can lead to depression. But God can be trusted even in the fire, even in the storm, even in the valleys. God's goodness doesn't always mean our comfort in the moment. Let's trust Him and start letting go of expected answers.